Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Leyritz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jason Varitek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Lemke. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Brett Saberhagen. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting third. The DH, Larry Sutton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff King. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Conine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dean Palmer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sweeney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Shane Halter. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chris Haney. And now, play ball. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garcia-Para moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia-Para scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Leyritz batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Leyritz hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentin tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Leary strikes out. Two outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conine. Buford reaches second base with a double. Vaughn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lewis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. King settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Damon hits a line drive into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Offerman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary who is chasing the ball. Offerman reaches third base with a triple. Larry Sutton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sutton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Offerman scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Conine hits a line drive into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lemke hits a pop-up into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garcia-Para is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia-Para hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Varitek. The throw from Sweeney and he is safe. Varitek steals second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Konin. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Varitek scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a line drive into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dye hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Leyritz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Leyritz is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Leyritz hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jamie Walker now pitching. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Lewis reaches second base with a double. O'Leary scores. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Varitek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Varitek hits a line drive into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lemke is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia-Para is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia-Para strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Halter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Damon is 0 for 1 in the game. Damon hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Offerman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Offerman hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Leyritz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Leyritz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Leyritz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buford strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sutton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sutton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sutton for the out. One out. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Conine is 0 for 1 in the game. Conine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Varitek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemke hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia Parra hits a pop-up into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye is hit by the pitch. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dye moves to second. Mike Sweeney, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dye moves to third. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Halter is 0 for 1 in the game. Halter hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0 for 2 in the game. Damon hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a line drive beyond second. Offerman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Jim Leyritz, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Leyritz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Leyritz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Leary strikes out. 2 outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Offerman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Offerman hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Sutton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sutton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Offerman moves to third. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saber Hargan fields it and throws to home to get Offerman. Sutton moves to third. King moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 0 for 2 in the game. Conine hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Sutton scores. King moves to third. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer strikes out. 2 outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King scores. Conine moves to second. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Varitek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Varitek is hit by the pitch. Lewis moves to second. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lemke is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Varitek moves to second. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter misplays the ball. That's an error on Halter. Varitek scores. Lemke moves to third. It's 12-3, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemke tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive beyond short. Halter can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Garciaparra moves to second. Jim Leyritz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Leyritz is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Leyritz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Garces now pitching. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Halter is 0-for-2 in the game. Halter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Benjamin now playing shortstop. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Damon is 0-for-3 in the game. Damon hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Offerman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Offerman strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sutton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sutton hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Bevel now pitching. Shane Halter now playing second base. Felix Martinez now playing shortstop. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. O'Leary is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-3, Red Sox. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buford strikes out. One out. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lewis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lewis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Varitek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lemke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemke hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson now playing first base. Darren Lewis now playing left field. Mitra Cummings now playing right field. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a fly ball into left field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton pinch hits for Dean Palmer. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pendleton hits a line drive towards short. Benjamin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Terry Pendleton now playing third base. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Benjamin strikes out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Dye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Dye takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Halter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Halter hits a line drive towards third. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.